Yeah, sure. So, as Spring Shot testing was a big part of our process because we were building tools used by large enterprises, so things had to work reliably. We used a mix of unit tests, end-to-end tests, and manual testing. For unit testing, I used a Jest to test small pieces of code like individual functions, components, and make sure they worked as expected. For end-to-end testings, we use the tools like Cypress to simulate how users interact with the app, like clicking buttons, filling out forms, and going through flows. That helped us catch bugs before releasing new features. We also use a test-driven development approach for some part of the project, especially on the backend side. That means we'd write the tests first, then write the code to make them pass. It helped us think through edge cases thoroughly. All these tests were connected to our C continuous integration and deployment pipeline in Jenkins. So every time we push a code, the tests ran automatically. And also when we are merging the branches into the release, it's also running those pipelines. If something broke, we'd get alerts and fix it right away before it reaches the production. This setup made the app more stable and gave the team confidence to move fast without breaking things. That's it.